Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Well, you can tell everyone I'm a darn disgrace. Drag my name all over the place. I don't care anymore. Me crying cause I just can't win. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore, gee. I don't care what you say. I don't play the same games you play. Cause I've been talking to the people that you call your friends, and it seems to me there's a means to an end.
Welcome, everybody. We go a little old school there. Phil Collins, man, what a controversial figure he is when you think about it in the music business. I mean, think about it. The guy had 7 number one hits from about like 1983 until, I don't know, 1990, 91. You couldn't go anywhere without something of his out there, either through Genesis or a very successful, career, to say the least. Not held in the highest esteem by several politicians and, frankly, a lot of people out there. I think some of it had to do with a perception of some tax things that occurred, but it cannot be debated in terms of the impact that he had as a musician. And, you know, it's an interesting point. Brendan, we're going to bring you in early here. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by World of Spas, aching after a long day. World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. We have a lot of people out there that they think they have to say certain things, be it on Twitter or on the air, and it's the right thing to do, and boy, you better think this way or else, and I look at their perceptions as an example with a guy like Phil Collins, who many would say is one of the most prolific artists of all time. Not a lot of other artists have had 7 number one hits. A lot of people say, well, he's right wing. He wasn't that right wing because he told Donald Trump to quit using In the Air Tonight when he was on the campaign trail. So we're going to fire a cease and desist your way. Anyways, I'd be kind of interested to know where people sort of grayed out that are listening to the show right now. Just going down that path, because we can maybe tie it a little bit in a sport. Is there a figure like him that is, you know, a really good athlete, that for whatever reason, you know, like he's had lots of other musicians over the years. The Gallagher brothers from Oasis have taken lots of shots at him at times. And frankly, he's had a far more successful career than Oasis. I mean, two brothers. And are they together these days? Like, is that even a band anymore? I don't even know. But you know what I mean? Like it is, because when I brought it up with you today, I said, hey, maybe we can work in 4 or 5 songs. It's a pretty lengthy list of songs that are out there. That one that we went with is one of the more obscure ones, but it does tell you a little about the way that society has trended and gone over the last several years, does it not?
I would suggest that there's an element of truth to that, and when you look at particularly, say, 2020, 2021, there was a lot of blending of the lines between social justice issues and sports leagues, and I think the NBA sitting out and that sort of thing, and you know what? You're welcome to your own opinion on whether those two things should intersect, but I will say that when they don't intersect, it's nice to have sports as its own lane.
Yeah, no question about it. So here's what I'd say. We have a provincial election coming up. Go vote for who you want to vote for. Okay? That's it, man. Go vote for who you want to vote for. But again, is there a guy like you talked about the social justice issues in sport, and there
LeBron James might be one of the most outspoken athletes of my generation, certainly. The problem is he's also the most accomplished basketball player of my generation, right. So it's tough to say that he's not had his flowers in addition to that.
Well, the most accomplished basketball player of my generation was Michael Jordan, and he had a really infamous quote, "Republicans buy shoes too." And that upset a lot of people on the left at that time that thought that he was letting down his community because, you know, and as we all know, Michael Jordan's a pretty successful former athlete. He's done very well in business. It's an interesting conversation point. You know, some people think, well, if you're looking at Phil Collins and you say, well, I don't like him because he was too poppy. Okay. Like I guess. But is that part of the reason why? I don't even know. I don't think individually he is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay? I would probably guess there isn't another musician that's had 7 number one hits that isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall. Like he's in it as a member of Genesis, but he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he had one of the most successful. And man, he was everywhere. This is how everywhere he was. Remember Live Aid? He was in Philadelphia, and he was in London. He was everywhere, right? And maybe that was a sign of sort of the obtuse ways of the time. A lot of people hate the 1980s. I'm not one of them. But, you know, and it was sort of, what was the movie, the book that Bret Easton Ellis wrote, American Psycho, that poked a lot of fun at just how superficial the 1980s were. And some people would say, well, there's your, you know, a testament to it. It's interesting stuff because even look at Bobby Orr as an example, one of the greatest players of all time. Well, Bobby Orr endorsed who? He endorsed Donald Trump, and he had haters. Herschel Walker is seen as one of the greatest college running backs in history. Most people will tell you Herschel Walker. I personally think Bo Jackson was a better college football player than Herschel Walker. But Bo unfortunately got hurt for a year. I think Bo Jackson's the greatest athlete of all time. Okay, there's nobody that could do what that man could do. What was Charles Barkley's line to Bo Jackson at Auburn? Stay out of the gym. I don't need to be the second best basketball player here. That's how good the guy was. The state decathlon champion. You know, he played in the major league and you know the Pro Bowl. I mean the major league all star game. Of course, he hit the home run right in front with Ronald Reagan doing color. It's a really interesting sort of perspective on it. So Phil Collins, interesting. I'd say a highly talented musician. I don't think there's any debate about it. One of the top drummers of all time, underrated singer. I mean, he replaced Peter Gabriel. Now, ironically enough, Gabriel has always historically been on the right side of politically correct issues over the years in the eyes of many out there. So what does this have to do with hockey? It's just, it sort of mirrors, you talked about it, Brendan. Look at how creative we had to be during the pandemic. When you think back of the 4 months where we didn't have a single game played. And some of the, we had Kevin Weeks on the show a lot and George LaRocque talking about the unique challenges that they faced in their journey on the way. And it's just, I don't know, it kind of makes you think a little bit. Anyhow, today's guests, we're probably not going to talk about any of that stuff. Mark Spector's coming up, Sportsnet Spec at 12:35 today. Brian Lawton for Wild Factor Desserts at 105. David Staples, actually, we might talk a little bit about, because David Staples is a prominent writer for the Edmonton Journal. He is the provincial affairs columnist, and of course, he's also got the cult of hockey. And he's written that he thinks the Oilers need to stand pat with Cody Ceci and not upgrade here. They need to give him a chance to bounce back. You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan at Brendan Escott, Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. And the hotline is 780-496-0063. It's brought to you by River Cree Resort and Casino. They got Canadian rock icon Burton Cummings. He takes the stage June 9th at the River Cree. Tickets and for more information, visit therivercreeresort.com. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. Brendan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We're sitting in a scenario where the Vegas Golden Knights are up 3-0 on the Dallas Stars. If you're the Edmonton Oilers right now, are you looking at that saying, Wow. Because I got to tell you, as I was watching that game last night and watching how disheartened Dallas appeared, and Jamie Benn took, I mean, just a ridiculous play. You can't do what he did, and you watch things unravel. All I can think of is it possible that the Edmonton Oilers are going to lose two straight years in the playoffs to the team that goes on to win the Stanley Cup? Because I think Vegas will beat Florida if they play them.
I have a hard time disagreeing with that after watching what they're doing and just emotionally dismantling Dallas and the Dallas faithful. And, you know, you can't discount the fact that they are playing with that expanded salary cap, but I won't label that as an excuse. You know, there's every opportunity for every team in the league to work the salary cap the way that Vegas has done. I think when I initially heard about this being, you know, the Edmonton-Vegas series being the real Stanley Cup final of this playoffs, I kind of poo-pooed that idea. I'm not so sure it wasn't now so when I look at this.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, Bobrovsky's been brilliant. You can't tell me that a team that was as bad as Florida in stretches, and again, it's just nuts when you think that all the Pittsburgh Penguins, by the way, how about that story in The Athletic written about Ron Hextall and Brian Burke's mm-hmm. last couple months and everything that went on with Malkin and Crosby and...
A lot of personalities there, right? You wondered on the surface what kind of powder keg might be going on there in Pittsburgh, and that article is an interesting one.
When we went to Pittsburgh, Ron was in the Penguins booth, and Brian Burke invited me in their booth and looked at me and said, "What do you think, my team?" And I said, "Connor and Leon get up to play you guys, and I think you're depth forwards are going to have some challenges against the Oilers' speed." It was 6-1 for Edmonton after two periods. I just saw Burke and he just shook his head. Like that's in the third, Connor and Leon turned off the gas. They weren't blowing past. I mean, Connor got a penalty shot, but they were trying not to run up the score against those guys because the Penguins were awful in that game. Anyhow, the point I'm making about Pittsburgh is if they'd beaten Chicago, second last regular season game, the Florida Panthers would not have made the playoffs. They were not a great defensive team. They've given up 13 goals in their last eight playoff games. And lo and behold, you know, they went 4-1 against the Leafs, and now they're up 3-0 against the Carolina Hurricanes.
And as a result, their general manager, now a finalist for GM of the Year.
And you know how that works. They vote on that award after round two. So Don Sweeney from Boston, best regular season record in NHL history. Bill Zito. And who was the other finalist? Jim Nill. From Dallas. I'm telling you right now, if Dallas doesn't make it to the final or Florida doesn't make it to the final, neither of those guys get voted. Okay? That's just the way that award works. That's just kind of how it transpires. 12-19 in Edmonton. Today, by the way, is Matthias Ekholm's 33rd birthday. And I will tell you that I foresee a scenario, frankly. I mean, first of all, I think we can agree it was a great trade for Ken Holland and the Edmonton Oilers. Agreed? Is anybody out there concerned about that contract not aging well? Or did Ekholm play so well you're thinking that's the exact sort of experience that a guy can play with? That's how I it was pretty impressive what he did. 4 goals, 14 points in 21 games played in the regular season, plus 28. He had 7 points in the Oilers' 12 playoff games, basically about a 58 to 60% shot share during the Vegas series for him and Bouchard. They were good. It was a great trade. The acquisition cost, which amounted to two number ones, a former number one in Reed Schaefer and the 2023 number one in Tyson Barry. All day I do that trade. And on that note, for me, I wouldn't hesitate moving the 24 and 25 number ones to upgrading the team at some point here, either between now and the start of the season or during the course of the season. If you can get another impactful player with term, the question is, it's got to be a player that can impact and has term if you're giving up two number one players. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. He joined us yesterday, and I'm also going to bang off some quick texts with some thoughts on Phil Collins. This is Oilers Now. That one is for Jumpin' Jack Flash, who says, "I love Phil Collins, all of his songs. Please play Susudio as an intro." One of his daughters lives in Vancouver, and I think one of his exes as well. Yeah, he married, I think his first wife was Canadian. Coach Mike said, Bob, it's a BS statement that Orr put out to support Trump. That's the kind of teammate I want. Laugh out loud. What? Well, and that's the point. Like, I mean, a guy sits there and puts it out there, you're going to get feedback. It comes with the territory. Again, you can text us anytime at 780-496-0063. Bob, the fact that Phil Collins doesn't get respect from some politicians must mean he's doing some things right, right? Again, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. All right. Interesting stuff. We'll jump in a few more of these after we go to the orders now. Audio Vault for direct workwear. Proud to offer women's workwear. Women's only workwear store opening soon, just four doors down from direct workwear in Gateway Boulevard. Check them out at womenswearwear.ca. Ken Holland had these comments on improving the Oilers team over the next season.
We got to build our team within the cap, and then you get to the trade deadline. Then you've got to hopefully get a little cap space, and you can put somebody on it. Gives your team a little bit of a, like, you can't win the cup in October, November. You can go 75-7 and not win the Stanley Cup. You know, so ultimately, it's about peaking and playing your best hockey at the right time.
And that's going to, excuse me, that's Ken Holland. Also had this to say in working around a tight salary cap.
The first order of business is be a playoff team. Play your way into the playoffs, and then when the playoffs start, then you got to go do it. We're going to try to hear over the next 6 weeks to make moves, to make the team the best that we can within a salary cap. Obviously, we got challenges, but there's probably half the teams in the league are in the same position as we are. I don't know, 10, 15 teams are right up against it. You got to make difficult decisions.
Ken Holland also says that pending UFAs have expressed desire to stay and be a part of the Oilers and win.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we really have is a great chemistry, and I think all the players on our team and in our room really enjoy one another. They enjoy the passion of playing in a Canadian market with a passionate fan base, and I think for the most part, most of them, not all of them, would love to be here.
All right, that's some thoughts from Edmonton Oilers General Manager Ken Holland. We'll probably splice a couple more in there. SD in Calgary says, Bob, that's why this year's law is so disappointing regarding your comments about what's happening with Vegas and Dallas. Last year, Colorado was just better than the Oilers. They were superior. This year, the difference between Vegas and the Oilers was not much. Had we won the series, there's no doubt the Oilers would have won the Cup this year. The path to the Cup was much easier this year. That comes to us from SD in Calgary. We head off to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com and we re-engage Brendan Escott.
Yeah, Panthers captain Alex Barkov will suit up tonight in Game 4 as they go for a sweep of Carolina. Game 4 on home ice of the Eastern Conference Final. Stars captain Jamie Benn has a hearing with the Department of Player Safety for cross-checking Mark Stone in the head, the neck, inside the first 2 minutes of yesterday's Game 3 loss. This was an ugly one for Dallas. Max Domi, $5,000 lighter in the pocketbook, a fine for slashing Stone last night. And team president Brad Albers had to issue an apology, as you may have heard Randy mention earlier, an apology to the Golden Knights and the NHL for the behavior of some of the fans last night. Ice got pelted with objects in the second period. Some beers, some water bottles, even the sober fans were throwing things on the ice. Stars GM Jim Nill, though, we mentioned as finalist for the GM of the year, as is Panthers GM Bill Zito, Bruins General Manager Don Sweeney, and overseas Canada meeting Finland in the quarterfinal of the World Hockey Championship tomorrow, Bob.
All right, quickly back into the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Tyler texts us and says, Bob, not only should the 20 and 24 first-rounders be in play for trades to upgrade the current roster, so too should the 2017, 2019, and 2021 first-round picks. So he's saying move along Yamamoto, Broberg, and Borgo as well. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. Sportsnet spec Mark Spector when we return for our friends at... Oh, yeah, it's all good. Specs coming up right away when we return on Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.